Good morning.
Good morning.
How
How are
are you
you?
today?
I'm
Oh,
good.
I'm great. Doing
I'm
very
good.
well. Yeah. We've had a busy couple weeks.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
What's been
just
going on?
a lot of birthdays, Mike. A lot of birthdays. I had my birthday 2 weeks later. The kid's birthday was on Friday.
Did you
So,
time that?
no, but you know what's funny is my birthday is February 10th. 2 weeks later, on the 28th, is or no 18. I'm sorry, not 2 weeks. 18 days later is their birthday on the 28th, and 18 days after that is Stacy's birthday on March 18th. So there's smack dab right in the middle.
Wow.
When it's not a leap year, of course.
It's amazing that you even have time to record.
I know. Well, everything's winding down now. They had their party with their classmates and stuff yesterday, so we're finally done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get it? Did they get it? Did you get any cool gifts? And did they?
Allie's been all about Barbie, so she got Barbie dream house, a Barbie camper, lots of actual Barbies.
That's
But
cool.
yeah.
Did you ever watch The Toys That Made Us Barbie? That's
Yes, I
incredible.
yeah, I did.
Because
Yeah.
it involves jail time. It's awesome.
Yep. And Zach's been all about Pokemon, which I hadn't known about because we were too old at the time, but it's hotter than it's ever been again. So he got tons and tons of Pokemon cards and toys and everything else. So I've learned how to play. So we've played each other.
Do you have a good time with that?
It actually is fun.
Yeah.
I have to say, I never knew anything about it until about 2 months ago.
Yeah, but you come from that world of, like, right now you're trying to do D&D.
Yeah, we had our first session a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, who sat on your face?
I don't want to get into that.
Did you roll a six?
Not on a family podcast. Was fun though.
Yeah.
And
I ha it's weird for me. I've ha never had any interest in it.
no.
Never. And I don't know if it's because it's a game where your imagination does it and it's
Yeah.
not like there.
That's definitely the case.
I just never have interest. Never. I never even wanted to look into it.
Well, I don't recommend it then.
Yeah, it's just one more thing.
Yeah. And
Pro I probably would like it and then go down another rabbit hole and
probably.
yeah.
It's another thing that you can like get into once you dip your toe, you can get deep in there.
Yeah, I never thought I'd want to like fantasy comics, and I've been doing that.
Yeah, I know,
Yeah, so
and manga and everything else.
all kinds of stuff, yeah.
But Stacy got me for my birthday the what was it, Star Spangled War Stories. I want to say 151. It was that one that Kirk said was the first Unknown Soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she or ordered that, and she got it like months prior or whatever, just hanging on to it. So that was awesome.
I think I have that one.
And then you saw that I just got that first Warlord, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I only need a few more issues to have
A warlord run?
yeah, complete run.
You should let me know. There's a dollar box that was at the comic shop. I haven't been there in months, but he
Oh,
had
you
a
haven't
ton
been
of
lately?
Warlord. No, I haven't been going because I've switched 100% over and
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll let you know if you happen to go again. And I mean, there's not a lot that I still need, but I'll send you a list.
yeah, there he had a lot of the later ones.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
It's
I
one of
have.
those issues I know about because it's hard to, for a dollar, it's hard for me to like not pick up books I already have because it's my grail. Like it's one of those, like I can't leave it in the box. But I was a good boy this time and I didn't get them because I already have them. I have a full run of that.
Oh, you do already?
Yep.
I got quite a few of them in the past 6 months at that one shop that does all the 50 cent comics. I
Yeah.
basically cleared out what I needed that they had. And I mean, and so that's about it. But yeah, there's not a lot left that I still need.
Well,
So
that's
what have,
good.
yeah, what have you been up to?
Not a lot. Not a lot. Just getting over like a diverticulitis bout, which
Oh.
isn't fun, but other than that, I've just been working
Are you
and
still working the long hours?
not as long now.
Well, that's good.
And they added something cool to our work week where we could flex easier on Friday, or it like has a 2 week boundary instead of a 1 week boundary, so you could kind of do certain things and use your time more efficiently. So I like it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm just.
I've been in the DC mood lately, and there's so much I haven't read, even though I own it all. And I just been going through these boxes, like, and digging out like old Vertigo. And man, I just finished American Carnage, and that thing is amazing.
Wasn't that great? I was so sorry that it kind of ended. I think
That
or that he was
I was
dead.
engrossed, man,
Yeah.
because it was kind of like a love story, I think, because I think he really, when he was undercover, I think he really loved the daughter and her daughter,
Yeah.
and she he the daughter of hers formed a bond because they would communicate in sign language because she was deaf, and
Exactly.
he knew sign language, and she just was. I mean, those people were awful. I mean, they were racist. They were. It was just so appropriate for for the times, you know.
Yeah.
And he really believed in what, you know, that senator guy really believed certain things. Like it
Oh,
was,
yeah.
that was his belief. And that whole guy with that one assassin with the Obama mask, oh my God, he would just like slaughter people left and right, and then
It
frame our guy. I don't know, it was just incredible. It was
was.
incredible.
It was really good. I know you. I'm sure you. You have. You own it. But did you read? The other one that came out around that time that I really liked was Clean Room, by
That one
Vito,
I think
maybe.
I've read a first few issues. The Kitchen also came out around that time, was really good.
Oh, okay. I didn't read that one.
That became a movie.
Yeah, I
That was
remember.
about the mob wives. That was
How was
really
that?
good.
That was good. Yeah.
That excellent. And then Deathbed, I just finished that.
Yeah, Deathbed was fun.
That was incredible. I
That
mean,
was good.
talk about such a weird series. Like
Yeah.
Riley Rossimo just killed it, but I just love the fact that she was like a failing writer. She only wrote one book. And then she was famous for doing autobiographical books, like on people,
Yeah.
biographies. And she gets paid to go write about this guy who's like a Doc Savage guy. Like he's like an adventurer. He's like Doc Savage. He has all these crazy adventures. And then they end up on the moon, and he has his own cult, like his cult worshippers. They're all dancing in the nude, and they turn out to be cannibals and shit.
It was good. It was
And then
fun.
it ends with her daughter giving her speech at her death. It's amazing. It's incredible books. I mean, a lot of people said Vertigo wasn't in its heyday, but man, right before they went under, they were really killing it.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, they were putting out great stuff, but no one was buying it.
Yeah.
You know, except for the few that just get a ton of stuff. It just wasn't selling, which sucks because, like, you're right, that one was a ton of fun. American Carnage was great. I mean, timely,
This is the
totally
kind,
like based
yeah.
in reality.
This is the kind of stuff that, like, if I was rich, I would buy these properties and produce them. Because you could be in a producer and make $100,000 a year just on every film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just here and there.
Yeah,
I would have loved to been on the ground floor of like Blumhouse because they do incredible with so little. Like I went to see Invisible Man. They're not
I
Blum.
just wanted to ask you about that. I mean, I know it's not retro, but I want to know what your opinion was because I really would like to see it. We just haven't been able to
It's
find.
not Blumhouse, but it's Universal. But the thing that they made it for $7 million,
Wow.
and it's probably like our theater was packed, and we went at like 10:30 a.m. So I think it's gonna do well.
Awesome.
It was a very good, like if you're a fan of the original Invisible Man's, I think you'll like it. If you're a fan of like Sleeping with the Enemy or Fatal
Yeah,
Attraction,
it's like a
or
stalker movie, right?
yeah, it you'll really dig it. It's really well done. I
Well,
mean,
that's awesome.
yeah, I always like watching those Blumhouse films, no matter how, I don't know, rated they get. I find them absolutely fascinating because they always turn a profit. They
Yep.
always do, no matter what they are. And
Yeah.
we just saw Ma, which was really good. I don't know if you saw that horror movie,
No,
but
I haven't. I know exactly what
that
you
was
mean.
excellent.
Got what's her name, Octavia Spencer,
Yeah. That
Oscar-winning
one
actress.
that one that vibe of a movie there is really creepy. Like it justifies itself, like, but it's like good horror. Like it's very, I don't know. It's creepy for more than one, more than what you. There's so many plot threads that make that movie creepy.
Yeah, there's more to than just like the basic
Yeah.
like trailer.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I really dug the dark web, the whatever unfriended the dark web. That was pretty incredible
I
for a
heard
horror
Seville
movie.
talking about that one a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to say watch is it a sequel? Did they have a first one?
Yeah, they have a first one, but they're not a thing to do with one another.
Yeah, I think I watched the first one a few years
The whole
ago.
dark web just freaks me out. It's weird. Like if you have credit watch reports, they'll say, "Oh, your email has been found on the dark web."
Just weird. What I don't understand exactly what it
I don't either, but
is.
it's not a good place.
No, I know that it's very bad. Anything from just something that's simply illegal to like really, really bad.
Yeah. Well, like
But
Vin
I don't understand exactly what it is.
Yeah,
Like,
Vince was saying he was watching YouTube videos from the dark web, and they're like mystery box opens, and sometimes you'll have like a foot or a toe in the box. It's like, well, what the fuck is this? Is this, shouldn't this be a crime scene? They open up the mystery box and there's like a bloody foot
that's
or
insane.
a
What
tampon.
is
I mean,
that?
what the hell?
Is that
Why would
real?
you do that? Like
Are you
what
talking
the
about, is that something real?
Yeah.
God.
I don't know, man. The world is nuts.
Yeah, it is. Oh. How's everything going over there in Colorado? No coronaviruses? That's
Not
good.
yet.
Yeah, same here.
And then we have a president that doesn't believe in science, so
That's a good start.
that's a great start.
He's got a faith healer as leading up to
Yeah. It's
That's
ridiculous, man.
gonna work out well for
I'll be really, really sad if he wins again. Like I'll just be like morally, I don't know.
No, I totally understand. It's like
But I also don't want to
I was
go to the
really upset the first time.
I don't want to swing to the other extreme. Like it, I want a happy medium.
Yep. Well, it seems like the other side, the Democrats, are kind of, it seems like they can't get on the same page. It seems like they're shooting themselves in the
Yeah.
foot, totally giving them an opening.
Well, I know that I am voting for anybody but Trump. He's
Yeah,
just,
me too.
I just can't respect somebody that's just so stupid. I mean,
No.
just so dumb.
It's so true. It's so true. It's like the first time, I mean, I couldn't believe anyone was voting for him the first time, but at least you could say you didn't know exactly what, I mean, I argued that you knew what you were going to get, but maybe some people didn't realize what they were going to get. But now everyone knows what they've got.
Yeah,
So
true, but some people like it, so I
I
don't
don't I
know.
it, I don't
I can't fathom it, but I guess if we had the if we grew up in certain environments, we'd be rooting for that. I don't know how you could, but especially
Yeah.
because he comes across as an imbecile.
Yes.
Like he can't, every time he opens his mouth, it's like
It's just
it's
a lack of any type of empathy to any other people. I don't have any
Well,
tolerance.
he never says anything political, like what he needs to do or anything. He just makes fun of people, or slams the Democrats. I mean, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't talk about any issues. Do you know what I mean? He
Yeah, I
just sits,
totally know what you mean.
tweets about how awful people are and witch hunts and all this. He doesn't accomplish anything.
Well, that was
Yeah.
our political section.
Yeah.
Have you bought
But
any good books lately? Older stuff?
the first appearance of Master of Kung Fu.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was a good time and I got a really good deal. I that came about really odd because I wasn't planning on it. I know I wanted it. But I wasn't planning on it because I already own his epics. I already own the omnibus, including the magazine ones. I think there's like three volumes plus one magazine or something like that. So that's like four omnibi. But the opportunity came to buy a large collection from Reed on Master Kung Fu, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll pull the plug. And then I did a video of it.
I didn't see
And
it.
one of Kirk's friends saw it and he says, you know, I'll give you a really good deal on Marvel Super Special 15 or whatever it is. And it turned out to be a good deal. I was just kind of hesitant. So I asked Kirk a little bit about this guy and, you know, he said he buys from him all the time and he's legit. And it turned out to be legit. Like he told me when it was going to ship, and then he took pictures of the shipping material before I even spent the money, and then calculated the total. He already put the money forward,
Oh, wow.
and then I paid him, and everything came in
That's
good. So
fantastic.
that worked out really well. And then right now I'm in a bid, and nobody's bid, and I'm kind of like, I want to win this thing because, it includes Marvel Super Special 16, which is the second appearance of Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And then it comes with 17 of Master of Kung Fu because the series turned into Master of Kung Fu.
Oh,
And
I didn't realize that.
it's like the one that I'm missing, you know? And then I
Yeah.
only have like 10 miscellaneous issues to go, and then I have a full run.
Wow,
Not
that's fantastic.
including the magazines.
Yeah.
But it's artistically a like I've looked at a lot of the books. They are very dense. Like a lot of materials, like they'll be dense reads. I probably 20 minutes a read a comic, but it looks fantastic. And I've only poked my nose in Shang-Chi. Like I don't know. It's I had like two original issues, and then he was an Avenger, and then he had a couple mini series I got. And I like him a lot, but I never really poked myself into the source material, and now I can, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I might have read one or two issues ever of his, original.
Yeah, and then I got the Ram number one, which was a book I've been searching for ever since Bill mentioned it,
Yeah.
which is the sort of the first advertisement of Youngblood, if you will.
And you finally got it.
Yeah, I finally got it. That one came a real good deal too, because I've been watching these books, like books that I want.
Like what kind, like what's a good, like what about how much is that, are that those things selling for? Like I have no idea
They're
if it's a
usually over,
$10 book or.
no, they're usually over 100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't remember what I got mine for, but it was like well under that.
Nice.
And a matter of fact, I bid on it, and I was surprised that I won it, you know. I
Yeah, that's
was
great.
like, oh, I can't believe I got that. Because I've wanted that. I'm really into like the image creators and how that all formed before it formed.
Yeah, no,
Like
that's, I mean, it's
this is Youngblood before Image formed.
right. Yeah, so he
So like
had this team
I've been
in
after
his
that
time.
Implosion one, and a friend of mine actually, Dwan from Collecting Valiant, got a copy at C2E2, and he sent me a picture. And he said, "Look what I got, a 9.6 graded one for this." And I was like, "That's really good." And he
Wow.
said he'll keep an eye out for me because he knows I'm into that weird shit. Yeah.
Paul Tessner sent me Hero for Hire number two. He I don't I guess his shop was closing and he's been buying a lot of comics lately. And then anything he's not interested in, he just puts up and he sells. So he sold me that one for
How
cheap.
did you
And
know what he was selling?
he just randomly put on
Twitter?
no, on just Twitter. Yeah, he's like, anyone interested? And like I know that no, who bought Joe
Joe,
Crawford
yeah,
bought all
Joe
those
bought the
Micronauts.
Micronauts. That's a good
Yeah,
deal too. I mean, I don't know what the deal was, but almost a full run of Micronauts is.
It was a huge, huge run. But this one, he's like, do you like Luke Cage? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I got this number two. I'm like, I don't have any issues of that one. I'm like, I thought about here or there buying number one at some point, but I'm like, yeah, number two for $10, that's fine. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
But I'm still looking for my greatest adventure number 80. I've determined that 6.5 is more than I would like to spend, so I'm looking for more like a 4.5 to a 5.5.
You should find that Lucky Comics and see what shipping's like.
Yeah.
I don't think Kirk would spend a lot on, like, if he thought it was bad, but you could check it
No, not
out.
at all. Yeah, I might do that now because there was two
I'm glad I
consecutive
bought that one
spots
like
that
way
came out.
before Doom Patrol was the
Yeah.
TV show hit.
Well, now because I didn't realize it, but that first auction was like with that buyer's premium that Heritage does. It was like, oh God, I don't remember, like $560 or something.
Yeah.
And then Comic Link had it like literally like ending 3 days later, and that one was ended at like 6:22. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh,
Those are
I'm
high
not.
grader. Aren't they like higher than six though?
It's just 6.5. So I thought it would be more like 400, but it's, I guess
See,
they're
my
just a
Master
couple.
of Kung Fu was like a 5.5.
Yeah, and
So
that's per that's.
I thought that was a perfect. I was even looking for a four to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
'Cause I had the opportunity to get like a 9.2, and that I didn't pull the trigger. There's a couple books I regret. That one I should have gotten, and the Green Lantern number one I should have gotten.
Yeah. Oh, I
But
know.
most of the ones that I pulled the trigger, I don't regret. Like all those Batman early editions that I put up a lot of money up front, but
I don't think you'd ever be able to get those now, though.
yeah, I couldn't.
No.
We're talking about Batman number three. I mean,
Right,
for Christ's
exactly.
sake.
Like, I mean, I think about like me and Stacy were engaged, and so it was like either 99 or 2000, and that's when I pulled the trigger on X-Men number one. And I'm like, at the time, yeah, it was a lot of money, but then I
Yeah.
look at it now, and it's like I would never ever be able to own that now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm
So like
so happy.
I want to complete that run at some point because that's another group that I never. I really didn't like the X-Men back in the day.
I
But
know you.
now it's so I got old. I don't know. It's like one of those things. Me and my brother would like we'd have like these like things picked so we could like pick our comics and then we could read each other's comics, but we didn't want to have overlap.
Yeah.
And one of the
Yeah, that's how
things.
me and my brother were too. But ours were more like, because I was the comic book guy, so he dipped his toe in it. And I think that he just wanted to do his own thing when he was, when if he was going to buy comics.
Yeah.
So he would naturally find himself buying titles that I wasn't buying. Like he just wanted to do something different, I think.
And I think my brother was the same, and he and they probably went away from comics much like
Yep.
we went our way and they went their way. But
Exactly.
he went to he navigated to like G.I. Joe and X-Men, and I was like, I don't you can have them. I was more like a DC guy anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like willing to give up any Marvel. Like, I've always been that way until recently. Like, just let the Marvel slide. I want the DC.
Yeah.
And now I've gotten almost full runs of Marvel. I still have to complete that Cap run, but.
Yeah, I finally finished that mid last year, I think. So I've got full X-Men, full Cap. And that's
Yeah.
probably as much full runs on the Marvel side that I'm ever gonna have. I can't see me going backwards on a lot of those other ones, and
My
it's funny.
X-Men's getting close. Like it's roughly around from issue 70 up.
That's pretty
And
good.
then I have a hodgepodge of the earlier stuff.
Yeah. You got 94 in giant size?
Yeah, I
Okay,
got
that's good.
those. Yeah, I got the expensive newer stuff.
Yeah.
But now I gotta get the earlier stuff, and then FF, it's like from 25 or so and up. And then Daredevil, I have a complete run.
Oh, that's
Cap, I
I
almost have a
got the
complete run.
full
I
run of
almost
Cap.
have a complete run of Conan. Black Panther, I have complete runs of everything.
But like something like a Fantastic Four, I mean, are you ever gonna get number one?
No, but in my mind, I have everything. I mean, in some form,
Yeah, sure.
whether it be omnibus or digital or
Or
whatever.
even the reprints,
Yeah, the True
Believers.
Believers, yeah, the that kind of stuff, which I like.
Yeah.
So, and then they do those facsimile, those are good opportunities to.
On it, yeah, for sure.
I like to do Tomb of Dracula because I have a lot of the monster stuff. Like I have Werewolf by Night, I have The Living Mummy and Supernatural Thrillers. I have, all that weird monster stuff I have.
I'd like to
But
get
I
Tomb
don't
of
have a lot
Dracula
of
too.
Tomb of Dracula. I have Tomb of Dracula and Omnibuy.
Yeah,
But
I think that I own maybe three issues of Tomb of Dracula. So
yeah.
I got a lot that I would need to get.
Same here. I don't have much.
But that's
Even
part of what makes it fun when you go to cons, or if you're just looking around, you have stuff that
yeah,
you still
but Tomb
have
of
to look for.
Dracula is kind of like some of those war books. They're not cheap.
They are not cheap.
I mean, they're first of all, they're hard to find. And then when you
Yeah.
do find them, you're in double digits and sometimes triple digits depending on the issue.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah.
It's true. I just wanted to say again that a great job on that episode talking about Dan DiDio. It was really good, and it's just nice to hear, like, I mean, the fact that he was there for what, like almost 20 years, like 18 years, right?
Yeah.
That, I mean,
So
anyone saying
much good stuff came out of it.
exactly, people, like
And
you said, celebrating or
he had to
happy that he's
greenlight
gone,
him. Yeah.
I guarantee that for every one thing, that any individual really didn't like, there's probably two or three that they loved,
And most
that
of
he
the
was
stuff they're
proud for.
bitching about, this is what I find bad, is they're bitching about something that hasn't even happened yet. That 5G. So it, like, how could you condemn something before you've seen it? Like this might have been amazing. Who knows?
And now I see from the C2E2 that Jim Lee is kind of hinting that they're not replacing him, that Jim Lee is
Yeah,
just going to be the sole publisher.
I've been sort of keeping an eye on that because I'm curious.
Yeah, me too.
I just see their monthly previews getting smaller and smaller and smaller is what I notice, and
Oh, big
the
time.
Marvel one's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, that one's almost becoming its own previews.
It's insane. The amount of stuff that Marvel is putting out is crazy.
The whole like 30 pages of Empire, it seemed like. I was like, holy moly, man.
I have to pick and choose. I can't afford to just get all of
Yeah.
that stuff.
I don't know how much longer I'll go, but I've been doing the check everything. I like the convenience of it, that's for sure. Because then I just check that box and then I go to Star Wars because that's almost like the only other thing that's not included. And then the true believers that I want and stuff like that
Well,
makes it easy.
I actually just this weekend actually spent a few minutes, kind of tallying on the DC side, because there's a handful of things that I probably don't need to be getting, but because I get the bundle, but it's still
Mathematically in your favor.
at this point, it's like equal. It's basically the same cost.
So you
So
might as well be getting those books for free,
might
right?
as
I
well be
mean,
getting
might
books
as well.
for free.
And
Ex
who knows, it might
exactly.
turn the corner for you.
Yeah,
So.
and that's my thing is that, well, I don't want to, stop the bundle and then just pick up these handful of issues, and all of a sudden something turns around where now it's again I'm saving $5, $10 by doing the bundle, and now I'm missing issues,
Yeah.
from those that when I wasn't buying separately. So yeah, I'm going to stick with the bundle for sure.
I think my favorite way to read is to go back like 5 years in on stuff that I haven't read and just pull it out of the box and just read it from beginning to end.
I
It is my favorite way to read because it does so much, it does a lot for me. For one thing, it's so you get the whole story. So what you get is you also helps with your memory. Like
Well, I was going to
if
say,
you
it
read it from
get
month to
more out of
month,
that way.
it's easy to forget like the stuff that's average.
Oh,
But if
for
you
sure.
take that average book and you read the whole damn thing, you're gonna see like the highs and lows and all the good stuff, and then it sticks. It sticks more. And I don't know, I think that's why I like more than most people is because I can afford, plus I'm a mood reader. So I don't read something when I'm not in the mood for it. And
Well, I have to admit, Mike, that what you're saying is 100% true, in that when I, like, there's been times that I didn't really love something and then I stopped buying it. And then, like, years later, for whatever reason, I've decided to pick up a collection of it and suddenly I like it.
yeah.
And I think a big difference is that I'm getting the complete story issue after issue rather than waiting 30 days in between each and kind of losing track of where what's going on.
Yeah. It's a weird way to read. Like it has to do with your personality traits too, because if you have like some obsessive compulsive disorder where you're letting things stack up and you don't like it, it could drive you nuts the other way. Do you know what I mean? Like
I mean,
it you have to have the right personality for something like this to work, but it makes a lot of sense. And
It makes a lot of sense. Like, just for me, I want to be current on stuff,
yeah.
and partially it's I just want to I want to know what's going on timely in the universe, but then also like with podcasts, like whether it's you and Bill talking about something or some other podcasts that actually cover some books, I don't want to be spoiled and I want to listen to the podcast. So it's
And
like,
see,
okay.
it doesn't bother me at all. And you know
Oh, yeah.
why? Because I'll like listen. I listen to 11 o'clock comics. I really enjoy that. Even if they make fun of books that I love, I've gotten over that. I'm over the fact I left them a long time ago because they were a little too negative in some areas, and I just couldn't take it. But my personality has changed, and I'm like, I don't care what they say. And by the time that I get to the stuff that they're talking about, I don't remember a damn thing they said.
Well, see,
I'll
that's the
be
other thing.
honest, and
Yeah.
it's I don't know if it's because I'm getting older and I don't remember things. I used to be sharp as a whistle. You caught me in my 30s, man. I would know the issue. I would know the intricate details of everything that happened. But now, I can listen to a podcast and shit, like 3 weeks later, I wouldn't even know what they said about it. So I'm okay because I like listen to it, and then I listen to it fairly current. And the thing I like about podcasts that are long is because when they're short, I have to reset my player because if it's 30 minutes or less, like if it's less than 40 minutes, it's like why? I don't want to have to. I'm walking my dog. I don't want to pull off my phone and then
Yeah.
reset another podcast. I don't want to do that. I want to have. So when I start a podcast, I'm like, we go shopping. It's at least 30 minutes, 40 minutes,
Yeah.
you know, like at the grocery store and Target. So it's like, just set it to something that's long and then I'll finish the rest later.
Yeah,
So
for
yeah,
sure.
I like long podcasts, and that one's long. That one's like almost 2 hours every time.
You know, it's funny is that like you, because you know you've been getting into all these different things and like liking things more as you're getting older. You're like the reverse of a regular, you know, person getting older in terms of getting grumpy and stuff. You're like
Yeah.
Benjamin Button or something.
Well, I don't think I don't know. I look at things differently. When I entertainment is entertainment. Like, I don't find it a waste. I always learn something from it. Like, whatever it is, I get something out of it, and I don't feel like it's value lost. Even like I'm reading Batman now. And you know how I kind of feel about Batman. I'm trying to catch up
You
to
mean Tom King's Batman?
I'm trying to catch up. I'm in the 60s now, and I'm trying to catch up to the new stuff because DC's been doing like these stealthy fucking moves, man, with like but you know like Punchline and Kiss of Death that are going through the roof, you know. Oh my God, the Lois Lane is God, it's my favorite book.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I fucking love that book. You talk about like writing and art coming together for like a complete piece. It's like that's the book. Oh my God.
I would love for that just to be an ongoing instead of a 12-issue series. It's that strong. I mean, it's one of their strongest books.
Yeah, what do you want to read? I want to read Lois Lane. It's like.
It's fantastic.
And then when he draws Kiss of Death, holy shit! I mean, she's like badass. Are you caught up?
Yeah, my caught did one just come? I think in
Number
my
eight just came.
yeah, I haven't read I'm haven't read whatever the newest one is because I
Yeah,
got my
you saw
prep.
Kiss of Death at the end of seven.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the room next door.
Yes.
But you get more of that fleshed out in eight. So it's like I really like that character. And that one went through the roof. So like for me it's easy. It's like all these people are selling the books for, you know, $20, $30. But it's I already have it. Click the bundle. I just get everything.
I know it makes me feel so good that like weeks before, like 2 weeks before, I'm getting this like Batman 89 or whatever. I'm like, yep, it's in my shipment. I've already
Yeah.
got it.
And Aaron Myers sold those crappy ass fucking inked over wa ink washed over error books for like $300 a pop.
Really?
Yeah, he got three error prints.
My God.
And all I could think of is, thank God I didn't get one of them, because I
No
want to read
kidding. Right.
the Yeah, I don't know. I think DC's doing a really good job right now. I like it.
Yeah,
But I read it differently than every, it's not fair for me to say I if you forced me to a format and you told me I'm going to weekly do this, my attitude would probably change. It probably would.
Probably. Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Well, like even with Gotham by Geeks, you're like, I'm not in the mood
Yeah, I don't want to read. It was hard for
to
me because it's
read
like we're reading Batman, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to read Batman.
Yeah. Not in the
I'm
mood for
gonna read.
Batman, so you'd
So
read Swamp
I
Thing
worked my
instead.
way around it. I'm like, oh, Batman's in this book. I'm gonna talk about Swamp
Exactly.
Thing. Oh, he's
Yeah.
in an issue of Prez. I can talk about Prez. So
Yeah, it's funny.
that's the way I was trying to work around it.
Yeah, that's good. That's fine.
He's luckily he's a character that is in everything almost.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
Yeah. So what do you
All
want to start off with?
right, well, yeah, you want to start covering some stuff?
Yeah.
All right, I can go first. So, I read a few this morning, and one I've had sitting for, I don't know, for a while, a couple of years, is Batman number 166. I got a handful of issues. My aunt had sent me a Facebook link a couple of years ago that some place was having what do you call it? What is, oh God, I lost the word. It's where
A
like they,
blowout, like a out of business sale.
no, it's a when a home is liquidating all of their stuff.
Oh, a state sale.
Yeah, estate sale. Thank you. And there were some comics there, so I happened to be off that day. It was during a weekday. I went there. I've never experienced something like that before. Have you ever gone to one of those?
No, I haven't.
God, there was I it was you could barely find a parking spot, and you go in. There's all these people all over the place. A ton of comics, from what I understand, were already taken. But like people go in, they just grab like a ton or whatever, and then they pay for them and leave. But there was a few left, and this Batman
What do
was
you
there.
wait in line for your turn or what? To look at a box?
When I got there, no, you were able to walk in. I looked around. I found out like they just had them, like basically, like there was probably about 30 comics. They were sitting on like a cushioned chair and some more on the floor. They weren't in any boxes or anything like that. I'm sure if it was a bigger collection, it was like a regular guy that was collecting, like had collected tons of comics, I'm sure they would all been boxes and stuff. But this, there was only like maybe 20, 30 comics.
Yeah.
So I was the only one at the time that I was there looking through the comic books. But like people are, they're just going through the whole house, basically trying to see if there's anything there that they're interested in at all. So,
You know what I would love to do in retirement? That's not going to happen, but doing shit like that.
Go
Like
to those?
Yeah, and like make a
That's interesting,
reality
right?
YouTube video or something where I like go to these estate sales and buy shit and then resell it.
Yeah, I know.
Because I at that age when I'm retired, I probably don't want to be accumulating as much, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to be like turning it over and making it an occupation because I think it will still be fun for me.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
The ones that were there were there were like $3 books, $5 books, and I think there were some 10 and maybe even couple that they were selling for 20. But I bought a handful of 3 and 5s, and got a bunch of most of them that I got were like war comics.
Yeah.
Then there was this Batman. I think there was an older Daredevil that I
Were
picked up.
the war comics in good shape?
They're all in like
And what kind
the
of price point?
there were like the $3 and $5 ones.
Oh, that's great, I
Yeah,
think.
they're
And
all
then
about
you
VG, I'd say, and they were all like 12 cents, 12 cent issues.
VG could be good though in that.
No, it's fine. I mean,
Yeah.
that's what I mean. It was, they're not destroyed. They're not, in mint condition by any means, but they're all like they're all complete, they're all together, you know, they're perfectly readable. So it was, I mean, it was, I thought it was well worth the money for sure.
Yeah.
So in this issue, Batman 166 on the cover, it's got Batman like kind of like looks like he's like in a well and it's filling up with water, and there's a machine gun above his head, like kind of sticking out from the side of the stone wall, shooting above his head. And so the implication is that as he keeps the water level keeps rising, he's going to be shot unless he dives down below and he won't be able to breathe. So that's basically the beginning of the story is these two gangsters, and they're in this cave hideout, and the one is called the other one there. They're playing cards, and he's the one that had called the other said, you know, we're just waiting, hang on. And so he puts his ear over to the side of the cave, and there's a hole there, and they can hear Batman and Robin talking. So what they've discovered is that in this network of caves and catacombs and stuff, they must be close enough to wherever the Batcave is that through like an echo chamber, they can actually hear Batman and Robin talking from wherever the Batcave is. So they're listening in, and they hear Batman describe a recurring dream that he's been having, and he's telling Robin how he just keeps having that he's enclosed in a room with concrete blocks, and it's filling up with water, and above him is a rotating machine gun firing bullets, and that he's getting closer and closer to getting killed by bullets, and he's trying to find a way out without being drowned or shot, and he can never figure out how to get out of this, and then he just wakes up in a cold sweat. So the gangsters hear this, and they're like, "Ah, like we know how to get Batman, because he can't even solve this in his dreams. How to get out of this one?" So they go to this big shot that places bets on stuff, and apparently he is an out a bet out there that he's willing to take a bet that about whether or not that Batman could basically get out of any trap. And so they come up to him and said the odds are 10-1, and they're like, we've got a trap that he's not going to be able to get out of. So he's like, all right, I'll take you up on your bet. They give him $5,000, so they stand to win $50,000 if Batman ends up dying. So Batman and Robin are going to go on patrol, but Batman realizes that it's the night of the basketball game and dance at Gotham High. So he tells Robin that he's still got his school responsibilities. So Batman patrols by himself in the jewelers section of Gotham, and that's what the gangsters have been waiting for. And they are, have been listening in their own cave, so they hear he's going to be there. So they get one of the gangsters gets his attention, and in the restaurant that he owns. And he's like, oh, I was just a thief just slugged me. And he's like, he ran out that way. So Batman's like, okay, thanks. And he goes to run after the crook, and he breaks through a false floor and lands into the basement that's exactly like the cover, where it's lined with concrete blocks. Now all of a sudden water starts rushing in, and a machine gun starts going off above him. And he's like, oh my God, this is just like my dream. It's like I never found a way out of this, and the gangsters have set up a closed circuit TV with a camera so they can actually see if Batman escapes or not. And so the guy who staked that 10-1 bet, he's like, I can't believe I'm rooting for Batman to get out of this, but it's like, go Batman, go. So Batman is trying to figure out what to do, and meanwhile the water is getting higher and higher, and he thinks of something just at the last second. He dives down to the bottom and grabs a lot of a bunch of the spent bullets that were are lining the floor at this point, because they've been shooting against the wall on the other side. And the machine gun's rotating back and forth. So what he does is he starts putting the bullets behind the metal plate that's, letting it rotate, and jams it up. And so as it's trying to rotate, it starts vibrating, and it's starting to loosen from its concrete encasement. So Batman, it gets loose enough that Batman's able to grab the machine gun and pull it out, and he rips it right out of the wall, and throws it into the water, and he's actually just able to squeeze out of there through that opening in the block. So Batman immediately starts searching the actual the rest of the building, and they're upstairs, and he knocks out the gangsters and ends up arresting them. So that's the first story. The second one is, I guess was an ongoing thing where this one woman, Pat Powell, she's a daughter of a police lieutenant in Gotham, and she has an enormous crush on Bruce Wayne. And the only, I guess, like 3 times in the past, she's appeared in different stories, and always both of them, or at least she is always masked. Like one time it was at a masquerade ball, and another time they met underwater and they were wearing their scuba masks and stuff. And she's like, one of these days, I'm gonna finally be properly introduced to Bruce Wayne, because she likes him. She's met Batman before, but she's more interested in Bruce than Batman. So everyone's at a charity function at Wayne Manor, and the waiters actually end up being some robbers with this very, very nicely dressed man as their leader, and they steal all the women's jewels and men's wallets, and they take off. So Batman and Robin go to investigate, and they start doing some detective work, and they go to the caterer because they've used the caterer many times before, and they're like, "What, what was, is there something different here? And what happened here?" And the head caterer is like, "It's like, well, we were supposed to go there to service the party, but Bruce Wayne called a couple of days ago and canceled it." So it's obvious that he that these were just imposters. And so he starts describing the voice of the guy who called, and also he heard a train whistle, and he's a very perceptive caterer because he took note of all these details on the phone call. But he heard a train whistle during the call, and he heard a tower clock tolling, but he remembered that the guy called at 4 o'clock, but it only tolled 3 times. So Batman and Robin start trying to investigate. They call Commissioner Gordon, and I guess back when this comic book came out, which was in 1964, a lot of some towns just chose not to do daylight savings time. So they
That's
call.
smart. I would be up for that.
I know, but isn't that weird? Like, Gotham's on daylight savings time, but a town outside of Gotham is not. Like, everything's an hour off,
I
like
hate in the
half an
spring how
hour.
you spring forward and it's dark again. Like
Oh,
I fucking hate it.
it's the worst.
Because I get up early. I'd rather it be light.
Right? Exactly. But yeah, so Commissioner Gordon, he asked Commissioner Gordon, he's like, "Can you find the name of a town with a railroad crossing near which a tower clock is still running on Eastern Standard Time?" So Commissioner Gordon's like, "I don't see what this has to do with the case, but I'll see what we can find out." So he finds out that there's a town called Plainview near Gotham that all of those things apply to. So they start searching, and they find the house that apparently these guys are holed up in. They go inside, and nobody's there. But all of a sudden, they start hearing knocking from the closet. And the police lieutenant Mike and his daughter Pat Powell have been locked in there. They got there a half an hour before, and when they tried to sneak in and arrest the jewelry robbers, but they ended up getting the best of them and threw them in the closet and locked the door. So Batman and Robin's trying to figure out how they are ahead of Batman and Robin on these for what's going on here, and they learn that Pat has because it says so. Being a woman, she took careful notice of the masked man's clothes, and he wore very expensive and imported suits. So she started to do some tracking down with that and figured out where exactly he lived based on his orders for his clothes. So in the meantime, Pat and Pat Powell and her dad say, "Follow us, we know where they're going." And Batman and Robin are still puzzled, like, how could they possibly know where the car went? There's no clues at all. But they go to the gas and oil factory and refinery rather, and they start looking around, and sure enough, that's where the gangsters are. Pat actually punches one out. Mike, one of the gangsters thinks they got the drop on Mike, but he does a gives him a backflip and grabs him. Robin comes up from behind a couple of them and knocks the guns out of their hands, and Batman throws a batarang and knocks a gun out of another one's, and they all work very, very effectively as a team and manage to capture the thieves. So right at the end, Batman finally asked Pat, like, "Well, how did you know where they were going?" And she's like, "A transmitter." She was anticipating trouble, so she planted a transmitter on the bumper of their car before they went into the house where they were captured. So that's how she tracked him down. And so the last part is just Pat wishing again. She's like, "I still haven't properly met Bruce Wayne, but I've got his stolen wallet, so now I get to personally meet him to return it." So that then ends at that point, and the little caption actually says, "Don't be so sure. There are more surprises in store in the follow-up story to appear in a forthcoming Batman issue." So we don't know if Pat and Bruce are ever going to be able to meet and maybe go on a date or not. But these stories were great. I enjoyed no name villains, just gangsters and stuff. But they're both entertaining stories. I had a lot of fun reading those this morning.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I have
Nice
that issue,
bat.
but I don't remember it. So
Huh?
I don't know if I read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I read it or I bought it and I didn't read it. Doesn't sound familiar.
Well, it took me 2 years to read it myself, so.
Yeah. So my book is fairly current, but not current. So it's a reprint that I read, but it's a Kickstarter, Maggie the Cat by Mike Grell. So this book came out in 1996. Was originally planned to be four issues. It spawned after John Sable, freelance. She's a character that was in that, and it sort of happened in a very timely part where the market was collapsing in 1996. So it never finished. So this Kickstarter, when I originally got it, I thought it was going to tell more of the story, but it really was reprinting issues one and two from 1996, which I already had, but it added an additional 20 pages of content. So
Did you
it's
put
just,
this in Comic Base?
yeah, I did.
I can see it.
It says Kickstarter.
It says, yeah, it says Kickstarter collects one and two includes bonus content.
Yeah, that's me. I
Well,
always put it, whether they take it or not, I don't care.
yeah. Well, they must have taken it because I see it.
'Cause I used to have this philosophy that I'd file Kickstarters just under K, and then I'm not going to bother to put it 'cause they're not going to be worth money. But then I was like, but then I don't know they're in my collection.
Right.
So it's
Yeah.
like,
That's the. It's not that it's worth money, right? It's more that you want to make
yeah,
sure
it's like
you have.
more like I know I have it.
Right.
And I don't kickstart it again.
I
Because that
agree.
could potentially happen. Or it could be like White Ash. Like I kickstarted White Ash and got the first four issues and now it's a Scout comic, you know?
Right.
So I And then I kickstarted Everglade, whatever it is, Everglade Angels, which is now at Scout.
Yeah, I
And
ordered that.
I already have the first, I already have the whole story.
So, no need for you to get it.
That's why I started putting them in there, but that's more of a recent thing. But Maggie the cat, she's rich. She's an aristocrat, Lady Margaret, who had a rich husband that cheated on her a lot. And she invites two guests over, I guess for the weekend in her castle. And one guy's, let's see what his name is. I forget what her name is. Da, 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 da. Her name is Eleanor. But she makes a snide-ass remark about her plastic surgeon. The reason she invited her over is she knew this Eleanor chick was fucking her husband. And the one thing that would drive her nuts is her husband would buy these like extravagant jewelry pieces for all his lovers, and she wants to steal it back. So she invited him over to the weekend to steal back some jewelry that her husband, her ex-husband, bought for this affair he was having. So she immediately breaks in to the place where she invited these people to stay, and as soon as she leaves the place, she steals the piece of jewelry, but there's somebody there waiting for him, and he says, "Meet me at, you know, this location." She still let her takes the jewelry, but he's under a mask and he doesn't know. And it has happens to be the guy that arrived with the woman that had the affair. His name is Ryan James, and he's like some kind of agent, but I don't know what. I don't really know his like alliances or anything, what he's doing. But he wants to go after an ex-Nazi. There's this kid that studied under Hitler named Franz Blücher, and he's like, "Hey, I want you to go after this guy, and we want to capture him for Nazi war crimes. But the only way we could do it is through art, and that's where you come in. We need you to steal this picture that means a lot to him." And it was given from Hitler gave it to him, so it's a real prized possession that he doesn't want to get rid of. We need you to go steal the art. So she goes undercover. They tell her, you know, she has to get in good with this other rich guy, and she does. And she steals the painting for them, and it's supposed to lead them to. If they sell the painting, they know that it'll bring this Nazi guy out. And as they try to get away from stealing the painting, there's a pretty awesome Mike Grill chase scene in the snow with snowmobiles, helicopters, and Maggie and this other spy on skis. It looks pretty amazing. But they end up getting away, stealing the art and putting it up for auction. But then we never see, it says next, masterpiece of conclusion. And then I read the back matter, and it talks about the market and why they decided not to do it. And they have planned to do 3 and 4, but I don't know, like, when.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you would think that they would have more concrete plans for 3 and 4 if they just did a new Kickstarter, just reprinting 1 or 2. What's the point of doing that if you're not going to continue?
Yeah, I mean, it's still worth it for me because it's Mike Grell. Like, if there's an uncompleted series, I'll be like, "Oh, it's Mike Grell art. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it anyway." But it would be nice to finish this story to see if they ever catch the Nazi guy, because he must be old as shit. I mean, this guy must be like really old. He has to be in his 80s at least or 70s.
At least, yeah.
So yeah, we'll see if that ever happens. I know I got mine fairly early. I was an early Kickstarter. They spelled my name right wrong in the book. It says Mark and Barb Myers.
Mark.
Yeah. So Yeah, I'm hoping, because I know the guys that there's the Warlord podcast and Darren and his wife. They like travel the world. I'd be scared now with the coronavirus, but I think they're in Japan right now. But I follow them on Twitter, and they had a lot to do with indirectly about financing this project, and hopefully we'll see the end.
Yeah, it's that coronavirus is really messing things up. I don't know. I don't know if you ever watched Amazing Race, but me and Stacy used to like to watch that.
Yeah,
And
they sent them all home.
yeah, they halted
Yeah.
production because of it.
Barb was
And
telling me.
then from at my work, so for the sales representatives, they hit like top sales for the year, whatever. They go on a they take a handful of people on a yearly trip. It's like a week long trip, and this one was to Hawaii, and I
Yeah.
guess they just announced on Friday night that they're canceling the trip.
Yeah, me and Barb were going to Disneyland and we canceled ours.
Did you really?
Yeah, because it's starting an outbreak in California now.
God,
And
we have a
it's a
cruise
community
scheduled.
outbreak where they can't trace it. Like
Yeah.
they don't know how these people got it. Now in
Right.
Washington State somebody died. But it's hard to know if like you're over panicking, 'cause they make it sound like it's low fatality and it's usually like flu. But
Yeah.
I
Well,
think it's something deeper, and I don't mean to get into conspiracy or something, but one thing I know is that its incubation period, I think it's like can stay 9 days. Like let's say you like sneeze on fucking something, right? That virus can live for 9 days.
yeah.
9 days.
But the other issue too is that
And
from
it
what, at
causes
least from
really
what I
bad
understand,
breathing fast. Like you go to pneumonia state fast.
but a
Like
lot of
it.
people, from what I understand, are having such mild symptoms that they might not even know that they're sick, but they can
Exactly.
continue to spread it all over the place to
Exactly.
people that could get it really bad.
Right. And
Yeah.
the more your immune system is, especially I guess if you're like lung related, well, I have asthma and stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that. We have a cruise at the end of this month, for my mom or my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary,
Yeah.
and I'm like, and yeah, it's not like the cruise is out in the anywhere near there. It's in the Caribbean, but we're still like, what do we do? It's something that they planned for 2 years,
Especially because that's where things started on those cruise ships and they
right?
got
Yeah,
stuck.
I don't want to get
Well, the
quarantined
thing
for a
is
week and
we
a
read
half.
enough comics, right? We read enough comics about post-apocalyptic and
Yes.
racism and all this stuff. And this is like, I don't know if you saw the video from the Ukraine when those people came back, but they were being treated like they had the plague, like
It's weird.
fire bombs and all kinds of stuff, like get out of our town. I mean,
Yeah, it's really weird.
it's crazy. I mean, the flu kills people, nobody cares, but
Who cares?
this is something else. And the interesting thing about this is it can travel into pets too.
Yeah, and I think that that's why it's scary, is because we don't know a lot about it. So that
Yeah.
just makes it scary. Everyone knows the flu, and it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, more people die from the flu, but something that's always been around, and people aren't frightened of that
Yeah, and
prospect.
plus the stuff that we do know, you don't know how much of it's hidden by foreign government.
Right.
Like you don't know.
Yeah.
So it could be a lot worse than they
And
say it
there's.
is. And then we have Joe Clown over there that doesn't let the scientists and doctors say anything before it goes through his office.
Yeah.
It's kind of like China, because China, the one doctor that discovered it, ended up dying,
Yeah.
and he was being
He was being
tortured by
silenced.
his, silenced by the government. So, and then our government's doing the same damn thing. So it's like, shit.
I don't know, Mike.
It's
It's
because
very
of
strange.
money. It's money. And they don't, I mean,
You
rich
okay?
people do
Hey,
not want.
hang on, Mike.
Yeah.
Allie just bumped right into the door with her knee.
Oh no.
Okay. Stacy's getting her.
How did that
Okay, sorry.
happen?
I don't, she must, she grab, I don't know what she came in here to grab, but whatever it was, she must have been looking at it, and she like rammed right into the, not into the flat of the door, but the side of the door, like with her knee.
Huh.
And then she just went down like a sack of bricks.
Wow.
She's okay though. So anyhow, sorry.
Yeah, we're just talking about the coronavirus, but yeah, it's there's a lot we don't know, and that's what's scary. Being hidden from
Now,
facts.
word is that you live with a scientist.
Yeah, who scares me every day with
What is your scientist?
parasitology.
What does your scientist wife think about all this?
Well,
Are we over? Are we overreacting? Or?
she's the one that thinks was like, should we go to Disneyland? And then when she says it, I'm more concerned. When she says that, I'm like, oh, that's like usually me, 'cause I'm the paranoid one, right?
And that's what scares me
But
is that and up until recently that's what you heard is that listen, please, you don't make a big deal out of this where more people die of the flu. You need to calm down, you need to relax. I don't think we're hearing that as much anymore. I think now what we're hearing is yes, there's still a lot we don't know about this. It doesn't hurt to be prepared. It's like I don't want to hear that from the experts.
yeah.
I want to hear that we're all blowing it out of proportion. That's what I want to hear.
Well, you will get that from the president.
Well, yeah.
It's it's the Democrat. You're
That bill
blowing
made
it out of
for
proportion. It's the Democrats' fault
the
we have this problem.
Oh, my God.
But oh well. I know it's got to be serious though, because like businesses are stopping stuff. Like I know my company is stop, like you have to get all this kind of permission if you're doing like foreign travel to certain places and stuff. So it's like it's big, and it's hitting the financial markets, and money matters, and people care. And it's like, yeah, it's crazy.
Well,
Some people think they stop buying Corona beer because
I
it's,
know
what the hell is
this
this shit? I
is
mean,
want
yeah. So
coronavirus.
yeah, it's affecting the stock market. The stock market's dropping. Your 401ks are dropping, but it'll
Horrible.
pass. And the thing that people don't realize about the stock market is if you're retiring today, you might be concerned, but if you're retiring in the long term, think of it as you're buying more stock.
Yeah, you're buying more stocks for that money.
The people don't realize that. They could try to get out.
Right?
But you're buying more for a lower price.
Right. And then when it goes up, you have
Yeah.
all of that extra.
You have extra. When it's
Yeah.
expensive, you're buying less stock.
Right. That
So,
yeah.
oh well.
Still have to keep things in perspective.
Everybody, but I can imagine, people canceling their vacation. C2E2, to me, I didn't see many pictures because I'm the guy that usually drives the pictures. These guys don't get the goddamn phone out of the camera. Like for me, it's important to capture at least who was there. Like I don't care if they're creators,
Yeah.
but I want to take pictures of my friends and know that in this year I was with these guys. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, sure.
I want to have memories of stuff. And
Yeah.
they don't take much pictures, but I did see some pictures of the floor and it looked empty on Friday. Yeah, Friday wasn't as busy. Saturday was busy, but I wonder if it affected.
It's only going to continue. I think right now, probably still pretty safe about, but like in 2 or 3 months, who knows? Like
Yeah,
depending on
it'll.
how.
I imagine it'll. You start on the edges, like California, Washington State, and then you start migrating inward into the inland. So, yeah, it'll spread, and people are gonna die. It just, well, what are we gonna do about it, and what do we not know about it?
Well, we got Mike Pence praying, so we should be fine.
Yeah. That should be solved pretty quickly.
I think that's how we've solved any other like epidemics
Crisis, yeah.
or yeah, just we just pray. It's worked for the, all the gun killings and stuff, right? Our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Separation of church and state, man. I just give me a break.
Man, weird. I don't know what we're doing today on this podcast,
Yeah, I don't know. But
but
what else do you got?
all right, I got another one. I'm not gonna go beat by beat, but Booster Gold 24 and 25. Okay, the last two issues of the series. I don't know if you saw my post on Twitter. I guess it was early last week. For whatever reason, like I used to keep a Word doc actually of all the comic books that I owned, and I would print it out and like add to it or whatever before Comic Base. And there were three series that were kind of around the same time. They're all Bs: Blue Devil, Booster Gold, and Blue Beetle. And for all of those issues, it looked like I was missing.
The same ones, the same
No,
time
just
frame.
maybe it was the same time frame, but it was obvious for Blue Devil and for Blue Beetle because it went to like whatever I was missing, like it went up to 18. I was missing 19 and 20, and then 21 or whatever, right? So I finished those runs few like years ago, but Booster Gold always said 1 through 23. I had no idea that there were 25 issues in this run until about 6 months ago. So I thought I had a complete run of Booster Gold the entire time.
You never
And then
looked in your database.
I never looked in the database. For some reason, I don't know if somebody else was covering something or I just happened to look in there for some reason or whatever. And all of a sudden I'm looking like, this thing goes to 25. I'm like, I was like stunned. I'm like, what? So I had a My Comic Shop order last month, and I'm like, but let's get the, I mean, they're not pricey. I just didn't know I was missing them. So I bought 24 and 25. I read them this morning. They're Millennium crossovers. So and it looks like a lot happens with Booster Gold between 24 and 25 within that event that was going on. So I didn't reread those issues. So I just read these two. So it kind of jumps from one thing to another. But
Yeah, Millennium was those Manhunters taking over people's bodies, so I imagine that it was somebody taking over somebody close to Booster.
So it starts out with him getting back to his house, and at this point he lives in a big mansion, and he had just helped defeat Captain Atom's Manhunter. And he's just thinking to himself, he's like, oh, it's great that I come from the future and everybody loves me, like I don't have to worry about any type of Manhunter situation in my life. And he's trying to and he's about to go in when all the auto defenses for the mansion start going off and attacking him. So he's not quite sure what's going on, but that goes on for a while, that he's just one trap after the other. And when he finally breaks through everything, he realizes that it's not trying to kill him, but just basically annoy him or get his attention, what have you. And a manhunter in the mask, just a hologram of him, starts talking to him and said that, listen, we actually want to keep you alive. We actually want, we want you to, work with us. And he's like, fat chance, and so on and so forth. And he finds out that one of his, they think they know who this, so now he suspects that he does have a manhunter, obviously. So him, Skeets, and another woman named Trix, they think that this new woman that started working with them must be the manhunter. They run in, But it's not her, it's their friend Dirk Davis, who has been working with Booster and Trix
Isn't
since the
Dirk
beginning.
Davis the promoter guy?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's the Manhunter. So he's now he's decked out in all his Manhunter outfit and stuff, and he's saying that he's that basically they're the Manhunters are the good guys here, and that the Guardians of the Universe are trying to control mankind's future, and the Manhunters are trying to keep that from happening, so mankind can choose their own fate. They're not beholden to a bunch of small blue aliens. So they're really upset, and they can't believe that Dirk, who they've known this whole time, has been a Manhunter. So Booster and Dirk go at it, and they start fighting. They're pretty much making a mess of the mansion inside and out. And so finally, it's got Booster thinking through this whole thing, and he's like, "You know what?" He's like, "I know." He tells Dirk he can put his baton away. He's like, "You," he says, "You want your man? You got him. I'm in." So, Manhunter can't believe it. He's like, "Oh my God." He's like, "No other hero has had the sense to join us except for Firestorm. And I don't remember that. I'd have to go back and read that." He's like, "Why?" And Booster says how his sister has ended up dying because he was a hero. Superman has been on his back. Half of Metropolis hates him because, remember, he's in Metropolis at this point, right? As the new hero. So basically, he's Trix can't believe it that he's sold out, and he's like, "Yes." He's like, "So what if I have?" He's like, "I don't have any," because Dirk has taken all the money also out of all of his accounts, even his personal accounts, all his business accounts. He has no Booster has nothing. So he's like, "You know what? What's," he's like, I see what the Manhunters are trying to do." He's like, "Why do we want the Guardians in charge of this stuff?" He's like, "It's totally possible the Manhunters are right." So sounds like he's going to go ahead and join the Manhunters in their fight against the heroes. And he ends up Booster and ends up going on air and at the end of this and saying that the Justice League can't be trusted, that they're here on behalf of a bunch of aliens and they should be disbanded, and that's his statement. He's actually going to be on the right side of things for a change. And so that's the issue. That's the end of the first part, and it goes on into issue 25. And so, just for point of reference, Booster Gold number 24 tied in with week 3 of Millennium. A month later, number 25 ties in with week 7 of Millennium. So a lot has happened in the meantime. 4 issues of Millennium have come out, and it starts. The book starts with Trix just holding the empty Booster Gold costume, saying that that this is all that's left of him. So basically, what you get the point of is that you got Martian Manhunter, you've got Blue Beetle and Black Canary all there, and they're saying like, no, we know that Booster went undercover with the Manhunters to try to figure out what was going on and try to get them from the inside. But Booster has run off with one of those people, one of the humans that the Guardians had said was needed to like evolve. I don't know, you might kind of remember some of that. I vaguely had remembered it as I was reading. I wouldn't have remembered if it hadn't reminded me. But anyhow, what had happened is Booster Gold destroyed his mansion, deactivated Skeets, and grabbed the Chinese woman who's supposedly one of the chosen that have to evolve. He removed his costume, put on civilian clothes. He did keep his flight ring, and they took off. So him and the Chinese woman, name is Z, or Z, no, maybe it's no, I guess that's what it's short for. Xiang. How do you pronounce that, do you think?
I don't know. Zing?
Yeah, maybe Xing. So they're trying to lay low, but even outside of his costume, people are recognizing him, and he starts almost getting in a fist fight at the local Burger Queen, And because they can't believe that he went against the JLA, so nobody really knows he had gone undercover. He ends up he's like, you know what, we just got to get out of Metropolis. We got to go somewhere else. So he goes where his jet had been. Now Lex Luthor had ended up buying it from Booster Gold International a couple weeks ago. So Dirk had been responsible for that too. But they sneak in, they grab the jet, and they fly off, but not before they start getting tracked down by another LexCorp fighter jet. They actually destroy the plane, and they scan the wreckage, and they say that no one's there. But really, of course, Booster with his flight ring had gotten himself and Ziang out of there. The JLA are looking for Booster still in, and they're using Blue Beetle's bug, so they're flying around trying to find him. What it turns out Booster's trying to do is he goes to see Rip Hunter because he wants to go back to the future, but he doesn't want to go back to where he actually came from, which was 2462. He wants to go to 2480 or so because when he in his own time back then, of course, you remember he was. He was in some trouble, some legal troubles. So he figures about 20 years after that, he should pretty much be okay to go. And Rip Hunter says that he doesn't have a functioning time machine right now. And anyway, that's not even the right spot where he should be going back to. Now, Ziang starts talking to him and says, "Listen, I've seen what type of a person you are. Like that, you're courageous. That you." You know, there's so much wonderful things about the world, but there's also so many things that need to be better. And she convinces him to stay here where he is, and try to make the current world better. Just as she finishes her speech, the Justice League show up, those three, and they start talking to him and convince him that they knew that he was undercover because he had thought that they bought into it and kicked him out of the Justice League, but they knew what the deal was the whole time. Now, Martian Manhunter brought him his costume. He puts it back on, and he says, "Okay, I'm not going to stay in Metropolis anymore, but I'm going to start over." And that's how the series ends. He's just flying off from Metropolis, and gives a little speech and says Booster Gold is here to stay, and him and Skeet's flying off and says the end. So it was a good issue. Probably would have been a little bit more concise, a little bit better for a series finale if it hadn't been so linked with Millennium. There's so much going on with Millennium that if you hadn't read that at all, you wouldn't know what was going on. And the fact that this is the very last issue, it kind of suffers for that, because if you were just reading
Yeah.
Blue Gold, you'd be like, "I have no idea what happened." They're like, you know, what he's doing, why he's doing this, and then you don't have any further explanation because the series is over. But being that I had read it before, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Do you have the collected edition of that thing?
Of Booster Gold,
Yeah.
from the one that just came out, like 1 through 12 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did buy that, but I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, that's I don't think I have that.
Yeah, I picked it up.
I've always liked Booster Gold though. Like I thought he was like one of the greatest creations in that time frame.
It
There
was.
was a lot of cool characters that are created. Like you
Yeah.
mentioned Blue Devil, and he also had like I don't know, they had like a uniqueness about him. Like
They did.
Booster
They weren't
Gold was
typical
somebody
superheroes.
that wasn't a good person that wanted to be a hero,
Yes.
that stole stuff. And then the other guy was a stunt man that got stuck in his
Got
suit
stuck
by a
in his costume.
demon. And
Yeah, exactly.
they had like very unique things coming out at that time.
I agree.
And I think the ideas were fresh, and I don't know, it's like he's always been a solid character. Booster Gold, even his other series have been really solid.
You know,
You know,
it's
they
funny
flesh
because
out like his father and, you know, all that stuff and his sister, and it's just good. It's good stuff. And
Yeah.
it, you kind of feel for him. Like, he's got a lot of flaws, but at the heart, he is a hero, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I was going to say is that in the last issue, the letters column, Dan Jurgens talks a little bit about like kind of initially going having an uphill battle in terms of getting this the series to continue
Yeah.
because of sales, because he wasn't a super likable character right away. You know, that he had all those flaws, some people kind of were put off, and he was kind of wondering maybe that was part of why it didn't sell initially. And by the time, of course, back then, by the time anyone hears that the series is going to be ending, it's like too late to really do anything about, and they've already wrapped it up by the time you're hearing that it's going to be over, because you're only
Yeah.
hearing a month or two ahead of time. But yeah, it was cool. I was looking at the they only had he only had two series, right? The first
Yeah.
one and
Yeah.
the second one, I only have the first 12
But I think
issues.
he's
It's
like
been
in
banned for a while.
he's in Justice League International for a long time.
Oh yeah, for
And then
sure.
I think he's in that, was it Generation Lost? Or that's a really good series.
I don't know
But
that one at
you
all.
talk about it. You didn't get that?
Justice League Generation Lost.
Yeah. You
I'm
need
looking at it right now.
you need to get that.
Yeah, I don't even remember this.
That's so good.
I'm gonna have to take a look. How long did this run?
Did you look at the cover? I
Yeah.
mean, you would dig this. This is a good series. It comes
24
right out of
issues.
Brightest Day. You sure you don't have
I don't
it?
have one. I don't even have one issue.
Wow. It's
Yeah, it must have been
24
picking
issues.
and choosing what I was getting out of there at the time. But yeah, I'm gonna have to take a look at this and read it. Wow, they got some. Got Dustin Nguyen and Kevin Maguire
Yeah.
doing some.
Tony Harris. Tony Harris from Starman fame.
Yep. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna
He
have to
does
take a
the
look at this.
cover artist.
I'll have to see if it's on DC Universe.
Joe Bennett. That would be a cool thing to cover. I didn't even think to look there.
Yeah.
'Cause this is a good series. This is really good.
To check this out.
Plus it focuses on Booster Gold and Captain Atom, Fire and Ice, you know.
Yeah. It looks like
Yeah.
Blue Beetle's got some. He's on some of the covers anyhow. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
All right, cool.
So mine,
You got me something I gotta read now.
yeah. Mine is a Dr. Fate. I'm continuing my journey on Dr. Fate 2 and 3. And
Which series is this?
this is volume 2. Volume 1 is the mini. I read that last time.
All
I
right,
think I covered it. But you weren't on the show. But
yep.
I covered that, and then I just decided to continue because I liked that so much. And it's so weird how I've changed with Kevin Giffen. Like back then when he was doing like Legion of Superheroes and stuff like that, I just didn't, his art was like, there was too much lines. Like you read Trencher and stuff and it's like, what the hell? And it's a different art style than he does now, but I don't know. There's something about his sensibility and stuff that I just love, Keith Giffen. And I've been reading a lot of Ambush Bug lately. And he was another character that I couldn't stand initially, and now I'm in a different place. But I like the idea that what Giffen made fun of in Ambush Bug is it's really hilarious. I like when people make fun of collecting and stuff like that because it is kind of ridiculous when you sit and think about it in some sort of strange way.
Yeah.
But Dr. Fate, after the mini, Kent Nelson died, and he passed over his abilities to two other people. Linda and I can't remember his name. But the weird thing is that there were mother and stepson, and now they're sort of, at least the mother, Linda, is trying to form a romantic relationship with her son. It's just so weird. It's so bizarre. His name is Eric. And order and chaos are in this state. We see this theme in a lot of like Marvel comics and DC comics, that these beings of supernatural power, I read it in Surfer recently, they want the end to come to restart anew. And I read in Surfer where the Guardians of the Universe wanted to kill Galactus to start like a big bang and recreate the universe again so they would be in power. And this is sort of the thing. The Lords of Order and the Lords of Chaos are like, it's time to start anew. And the Lords of Order are like, who is this clown that you've cast into this Dr. Fate? They don't even know what the hell they're doing. And he confronts Nabu. He calls him Nabu, but he's like, I'm Kent. But Kent is really dead. He's dead. Nabu's in his body. It's manifested as dead carcass, and he's sort of there. And they have a neighbor, and the neighbor plays a big part. He's like a lawyer type. And let's see what his name is. What is his name? I don't know what his name is. His name is Jack Small, and he's a weird looking guy. He's like a redhead, a lawyer type. He wears vests, and he comes in to talk to Linda because he knows Linda about something lawyery to do with her husband's money or something like that, because her husband's dead. And her son aged. So Eric went from like 10 years old to 30 in like no time in the first miniseries. And now they're Dr. Fate. They have the amulet, the helmet. They don't have Nabu though, so it's not like it manifests itself like Firestorm, where Nabu's always talking through Dr. Fate. They're themselves. It's like Eric's talking, but Linda is like Professor Stein in Firestorm. You know, she's part of the body making decisions, but Eric seems like the one that's in control of the body. And the Lords of Order turn this small into this weird horse-like thing to fight and Dr. Fate, and he's like, I want to prove to you that Dr. Fate isn't that you can train him all you like. This Eric and Linda can't be Dr. Fate. And he refuses to fight, to be a pacifist, and the Lords of Order just go nuts. Meanwhile, Andrew Bennett, who is in the story, when those of you that know Andrew Bennett is I, Vampire, who's been in a lot of different series lately. He's in Gotham Monsters now. He was in New 52 I, Vampire. He started in House of Mystery and I, Vampire, created by J.M. DeMatteis. And he's a vampire that is sort of human. He's like the Morbius. He's a hero, and he was in love with his wife a lot. So when he got the vampire virus, he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna bite my wife. I love my wife so much. We can live." But his wife gave in to vampirism and became evil. And you even saw this in the New 52. I, Vampire, if you read it, it was the same thing. The husband was going after this evil wife, and that's really the story of I, Vampire. And he's tired. He's been alive for, I don't know, 500 years, and he goes to this monk monastery way up in the mountains, and he turned a lot of those monks to vampires, and he kind of wants to die, but he can't die. But all the monks there, they said, it's time for us to, we've had it. So they wait for the sun to come up, and they all die, and he can't die. So I, Vampire, stuck there, and he's frustrated. Well, it was a way for the Lords of Order to convince I, Vampire, that the world needed to end. So now the Lords of Order have recruited I, Vampire, and they're gonna have a run-in with Dr. Fate. So that should be really cool. And it's got like a quirkiness to it that's like it's a humor because they have this demon that's a dog and the dog talks and it's just crazy. And then Typhoon, who was the Lord of Chaos, decides to manifest the body of Jack Small and make an alliance with Naboo because they don't want Typhoon and Naboo do not want the Lords of Order and Chaos to restart the world. So it's like you have it's like the Heralds versus the Galactuses. I don't know, like it's a very similar in theme, but it's really cool. I like it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I kind of miss that. I mean, DC is letting a lot of series run, which is nice, but like you look at this and it was, you know, 19 what 80 1980 92 8 when
Yeah,
did this
that's right.
start? 88. Yeah, 88 to 92. I mean, a Dr. Fate series lasted 41 issues. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's like, man, you could get a lot of story in there. Like, you know that a Dr. Fate series would
Yeah,
it
but
could never last that long now.
people complain about like changing generations of heroes. Well, this was that.
Yeah.
And it
And then
lasted
you know what I
longer
was
than any
looking at?
DeFate series. Like he had the longest running series. People complain about a next generation of Robins like Dick. And
Right.
Todd became one of not Jason Todd, but
Tim.
Tim Drake had the longest running Robin series, the
Oh
most
yeah.
successful running Robin.
Absolutely.
And it's like, why do people complain so much when the things that they love are that?
Yeah.
I could see if you love like Tim Drake and there's a new Robin, you're like, you might be hesitant, but at least give it a chance before you see what's on paper. You don't know.
Yeah.
So.
If you look at, because I don't I've never read this series before, but issue 25, it's Inza takes over as Dr. Fate for the rest of the series.
Yeah, that's Kent's wife.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That makes me want
Well,
to
it's weird how I don't remember how she comes back, but she's dead at the time. Like in the mini series, Ken is like, "Hey, I want to die and go on and be with my wife," you know?
Yeah, right.
But they have this they're doing this cool thing with duality, like Dr. Fate can't be controlled by one person, and Kent did it, but they make it sound like his wife had something to do with him being able to keep control. And then when these two manifest the Dr. Fate, it's because they need two humans to even be in Dr. Fate. So I like the way they're playing that.
Yeah, and you know that's cool because it even is based on like on old continuity and stuff that because you know I've been reading All Star Squadron, and that's the reason why Dr. Fate has like that half helmet now,
Yeah.
in the 40s there is because he was losing his own personality by
He
wearing
was. He was
one.
losing
Yeah,
control.
he was just becoming Naboo.
Yeah, and that's what Ken is trying to train them because they need to both manifest it because if it was just one, they would lose all control.
Right. So it's interesting that they continue to play on that.
Yeah, it's a fun series. It really is. And the thing that's fun about this is I don't remember a lot of it. Like I remember Eric and Linda quite fondly, but I don't remember like the details of what was going on. And now rereading it, it's like, yeah, I remember this.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I never read, it looks like the last series came out back in 2015. I never read that one either. Oh yeah, I remember this. I didn't read it, but I remember it coming out. It was during the New 52 era.
Yeah,
I remember
DCU.
it was still, yeah, it was still coming
That's
out
when
even after Rebirth.
it's the boy, the little boy gets the
Oh, okay.
mantle. Yeah. And he
Is he the
play
one that's in Justice League Dark right now?
yeah, he played he well that boy played a a big part in one of the events. I can't remember.
Yeah. There's just too many comic books that I haven't
But
read.
yeah, he is in Justice League Dark, the Wonder Woman thing.
Yeah.
The house, what was that thing called? The crossover with Wonder Woman?
Witching
Witching
Hour?
Hour, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because that had Dr. Fate in it.
Yep.
So, in that, they were trying to get control of Dr. Fate, and the boy was in that. He was like in the abyss kind of thing, and inside of that Salem thing.
Yeah.
I like that castle. It's like there's no in doorway or it's just
Oh,
like
their tower?
the tower, yeah, the
Yeah.
Tower of Fate.
Yeah.
And then I like it because it's like Eschner art, right? It's like you
Yes.
have stairs going sideways. There's like
It's
what is this place?
what would be interesting is when DC, because we've seen the JSA again in current DC, but be interesting to see like if they even do talk about it at all, just some of the like how they decide to talk about JSA in particular, along with like Dr. Fate, who they've been using all through New 52, or even like Spectre that's been around,
Yeah.
who have historically been JSA members. You know what I mean? It's like it would be interesting. It'd be like, oh my God, they remember them now, or something like that, or
Yeah.
whatever. Because I mean, eventually they'll
Did
have something.
you watch the Crisis crossover event?
No,
Okay.
you mean the live action, the TV
Yeah,
show?
yeah, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched everything except the aftermath. I still have to
Okay.
watch the aftermath, but I've
I heard
watched
it
the
was good.
parts.
Did you like it?
I like it quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot of people said it was really good.
It has a lot of Easter eggs of just DC, which is cool, you
Yeah,
know.
I would love all
And
that
there's some
stuff.
surprises. There's some really cool surprises.
Yeah, I just don't have enough time in the day. Not with
Yeah.
the kids. It's just so hard.
Yeah, I bet. I
Yeah.
just watched the Justice League Dark cartoon and I like that one quite a bit too.
I was thinking of watching that. So I was
To
just on
see
there. I actually answered
to
to
see
look
the
at that.
demon like animated is really cool.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I only have one more.
Okay.
I've got Daredevil 187.
Okay.
This is
That's a
another
popular one,
is it?
isn't it?
I love the
I
just
thought
the white cover.
187 was Miller.
Yeah, it is a Miller book, yep.
Yeah.
It's again, this was I've got a bunch of holes that I was trying to fill in this era of Daredevil. So my comic shop had quite a few of them and not too pricey. So when I bought those Booster Golds, I bought some of these Daredevils too. And like you said, this with Frank Miller and
Oh,
Cliff.
I love this cover 'cause it's
Isn't
all
it great?
white
Just a
spot.
white cover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
bought this one off the shelf off of the spinner rack.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was another good issue, but exactly what you'd expect during the Miller era. His senses, Daredevil's senses, are periodically on and off going on overload, so much so that he can't concentrate. He just can't pretty much do anything, and that's how the issue opens, where his hearing is just on overload and everything is like extremely too loud. So he just starts fall like he's up high. He just starts falling and manages to grab a clothesline, but it breaks his. It slows his fall, but the clothesline, of course, rips, and he lands in a bunch of garbage. Luckily, that the episode ends pretty quickly, but quickly cuts to the city morgue, and you've got some hand ninjas trying to get a corpse out of the morgue, and Black Widow is there, and they start fighting. She knocks out two or three, but they throw some foot spikes on the ground and basically get her down on the ground. They escape with the corpse, and she calls into Nick Fury saying that she wasn't successful, and then she's like, oh, I think I've been poisoned, and she collapses. So then he goes back to Daredevil. So now, what Daredevil has decided to do because of his issues here is he's going back to the person who kind of helped him originally with a lot of his things when he first when he first got was trying to become a crime fighter in that stick. So he's looking for Stick, and he's at a pool hall. And he's beating up guys, asking where Stick is, and he grabs somebody. He starts talking to him, and the guy's smoking a cigarette or a cigar, and Daredevil starts coughing. He's like, "Oh no, not again!" And so now the smell is just overpowering, and then his ears start going crazy too, where they're just talking, and it sounds like they're screaming in his ears. He's just holding his head, and so like, oh, he's hurt. The guys are like, oh, there's something wrong with him. He's hurting. So they start beating him up, but he fights back and runs away. Apparently, the Hand Ninjas are also after Stick, and they go. Oh, and by the way, he did find out where Stick was prior to that. So Matt knows where Stick is. The ninjas apparently know where he is as well, and that's a different pool hall. And they actually try to kill him with an arrow to the back of the head, but Stick immediately turns around with his staff and blocks the arrow and starts beating up the ninjas. And he takes care of all of them. And you know how they dissolve into like mist or whatever after they die? So they're just all like just husks. Daredevil's running to the place where Stick is supposed to be. He's like, okay. He's like, I just got across the street, and his ears are still going crazy. Where he's like, he's in the middle of the street. It was a stoplight, but now it's turned green, and he's just paralyzed, like in the middle of the street. And of course, now all the cars are honking, which are making it even worse. A cabbie has a fare and sees that Daredevil's getting beat up because those guys were chasing him from that pool hall. And the fare is like, I got places to be. You know, this has nothing to do with us. Let's get going. And Daredevil's getting beat up pretty badly. And all of a sudden, this crowbar, or and actually a tire iron, hits the back of the bad guy, and it's the cabbie. He got out of the car to help Daredevil. So they start fighting together, and he's like, "Oh, thanks so much." He's like, "I could use a ride." And the fare's like, "Come on, cabbie, I got appointments to do." And the cabbie grabs him and throws him out of the cab and drives Daredevil to this place called Josie's, where Stick is supposedly is. Nick Fury has rescued Black Widow after she was poisoned, and they've done some tests, and apparently this poison is a weird one because it's attacking her genetic, her cellular structure, and it's kind of given her like an advanced, weird form of cancer. Just the way that it's changing her actual cells, and they say that it looks like she's just going to have maybe a week to live. So that's just like a one-page interlude where Daredevil gets to Josie's. He's looking for Stick. Stick is no longer there. Josie is like, "Please, Daredevil, please, easy on the furniture, and the window, please. I've had to replace it 3 times." And there's just panels of him talking to everyone. And she's just like has her head down, holding her head, and it seems like they're just talking, like him and the other people in the bar are just talking, and she's like, "Oh my God, I'm actually gonna get out of this," and he's about to leave, saying, "Have a nice evening, Josie," and he gets another one of those attacks, and he falls to the ground, and so all the guys there see that there's something wrong with him, and they all have some sort of vendetta against him. Whether or not he's put them in jail before or whatever, so they start beating him up and they throw him through Josie's big glass window. So she didn't get away without having to replace stuff again. It turns out there's three people. We don't know who they are. They're in blackness with Stick at Matt's apartment. And there were supposed to be 7 people coming, and only the four of them, the three and Stick, made it. So they figure the rest are dead. And Stick says, "You know, We were going to need Matt Murdock's help. That's why we're here. And the others don't agree. They basically say that he's angry and undisciplined. And he's not one of them, but Stick says he's not right now, but he could be in time. And Matt staggers into his apartment and falls down and says, "Stick, help me." And then the last couple pages are just those hand ninjas who have stole that corpse. Apparently, it's someone named Kurigi, and they're bringing him back to life. He was their greatest warrior. So all of the ninjas around, except for the head one, all slit their wrists and put their hands on this Kurigi's body, and the blood is sinking into him. All of them die, and Kurigi stands up and bows to the head priest, saying, "Welcome back. There are many you must kill." So that was the end of that issue. Mike, I've read Miller's runs like here or there, hit or miss. Like as I get different issues, I've yet to read from start to finish, like all together. So I really, really need to do that one of these days because, I mean, obviously I know great things about this and I love the individual issues. I've just never read them all back to back.
Yeah, it'd be a different experience.
Oh my God, yeah.
For sure.
Look at that.
It's interesting that you picked something very similar to that I did too, but my last pick is Elektra number 14.
Oh, nice.
This is, God, what volume is this? This must be like volume 3 or something. I think it's her first ongoing.
Okay.
Let me see. This is a weird series.
Is it Marvel Knights?
Nope. Let me see. Maybe there's the fourth series. It's the second series.
The second one?
1996 to 1998. And it started off as Peter Milligan writing, Mike Diodato doing the art. He does the art on all this entire series. I was always a fan. Switches over to Larry Hama. I'm in the Larry Hama issue number 14. It's called A Death in the Family. And the one thing that people don't probably realize about Elektra is like she says, "My name is Elektra, and I have been a law student." Yeah, they probably know that. An acolyte to an arcane order of mystic martial artists. You probably know that. An assassin for an occult ninja clan. But the next one, people probably don't know, a Broadway star.
No, I did
And
not know
that happens in this series where
that.
she's an actress in a play. It has some weird stuff in this series, but it's very entertaining. And now she's saving people from a fire. Well, she's going back to her apartment, and there's somebody from the Hand, and his name is Kuriyama, the Black Mountain, and he's about to kill Nina. Nina is a girl she sort of adopted because she lost her father. She went into prostitution. Elektra put her under her wing and is trying to raise her. And now the Hand has come back. You talked a lot about the Hand. They've come back for payback because they're like, "You owe us. You can't ever get away from the Hand. We brought you back to life, and we want you back. And if you don't come back, we're gonna kill Nina." And they get into a big fight, and it's a pretty even fight until grabs these blades, these sickles. He has some sickles on him, and he like pierces. He like throws them against her arms. So the circuit, the semisphere of the circle is, if she moves her hand up, she'll cut her hand. Her hand will be cut off. But it's not like it cutting her right now. So he entraps her with those sickles so she can't move. And if she does move, she'll cut off her hand. And then he basically slaughters Nina in front of her.
Oh my
And then
God.
she goes to the funeral, and her grandparents are pissed, and she's dealing with this devastation. Then the guy that loves her, she goes to the she also has a dojo as well as being an actress, and She tells the guy that she needs to leave for a while and then has a run-in with Stick, which you've also talked about. And he kind of guides her to Wolverine to go find the hand to seek revenge. And her and Wolverine go back to, they find a hand out location and try to get more information and kill, man, they kill a lot of people, both of them. And that's how that issue ends, is they're still trying to get back at the hand for what they did. And I think the next issue or the next couple of issues will conclude it, but it's really a fun book. If you just like a lot of action and a lot of story threads, this is a fun read. I don't actually own this. I'm reading it in a trade paperback called Electra, The Complete Collection by Peter Milligan, Larry Hama, and Mike Diodato Jr.
Oh, okay. It collects all 19 issues.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'm getting close to completing it.
Nice.
A
Yeah.
trade.
I'm keeping track this year for the first time of how many collections I read.
I don't keep track of the collections. I keep track of the content.
Yeah.
So, like, I count this as a single issue. I don't count it as I'm reading a trade.
No, I get it. Yeah, so you would like write down, okay, I've read Electra 1 through
Electra's,
19 or whatever.
yeah.
I'm just curious at how many trades I'm actually getting through a year compared to probably how many I'm buying.
Yeah,
No,
it's not a good percentage for me.
don't. It's obviously not a good percentage for me. At least it hadn't been. I don't expect that not to continue, but just based on like the stacks that I have up in the spare room.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's only grown. The
Like
stacks just, I mean, it used to be two stacks. Now it's like six. So.
I want to get the trade for American Carnage because I think Barb would love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
Like
mean,
I had to read Clock, The Clock or whatever. I don't know if you read that one
what is
from
it?
Image Comics, Clock.
Oh, What is that?
It was so good. And then the back matter just blows your fucking mind. It's called The Clock. It's by Matt Hawkins and Colin Doran. And it is about it's insane. This book came about where Matt Hawkins, he does a lot of like scientific research before he writes a comic. And he went to a cancer thing
So this
and
is
he's,
brand new.
yeah, it's brand new.
Okay.
And he went to the auditorium and this cancer, all kinds of PhDs and stuff. And then he has the gall to stand up and he says, "Can you weaponize cancer? Can you weaponize cancer?" I mean, it seems like you'd have the FBI all over you asking, "Can I weaponize cancer?" And he got into a lot of discussions, and it turns out you can. It just takes a lot of long time it's a long process, but you can do it. And it's actually terrifying back matter if you read that. And this story has to do with it's very timely with the coronavirus, but a lot of people are dying of cancer, like a lot
Wow.
of people. And the scientist is going to like rural areas in Africa and all these different areas where there's poverty, but the people are not dying. And he's trying to figure out why are these pockets, not getting cancer.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back home, he gets a call and his wife just died of cancer. So like this cancer's spreading like crazy. And they're like, "Holy hell, what's happening?" And he flies back home. He's devastated. He has to raise his daughter by himself, along with his dad. His dad is with him in Africa when this happens. And they go back, and he's being paid by the government to do all this research, and they're trying to figure stuff out. And then somebody hands him a note and says, "Your wife wasn't killed by cancer. She died of cancer, but she was murdered." In other words, they've weaponized cancer.
Yeah.
So it's fucking insane.
It sounds it.
Yeah. And then you read the back matter of everything that It has articles from scientists back there. It has all this research, and you're like, oh my God, this is you're like reading a horror story. Like, it's this post-apocalyptic event that has some real science behind it. And
Oh,
it's
that's scary.
insane. Yeah. The clock from Image Comics. I love
Interesting.
that Matt Hawkins guy. Oh my God. He's done Think Tank and a bunch of other things, and even when he does those sexual books, I buy them with Sajak. Like, I can't remember what they're called, but yeah, I dig him. He's a Top Cow writer, and he's really good. I even like to go to his panels.
Nice.
He's a fascinating guy.
Very
But
cool.
anyway, I think you should check it out if it's
Yeah.
collected. This is
Yeah.
amazing. If you like those Vertigo series that we were talking about,
I love them.
you'd eat this, you'd
All right.
eat up the clock.
You just want me to spend more money.
Yeah. You would dig this.
All right, I'm gonna have to take a look because yeah, it looks like that first issue just came out, what, a month or so ago?
Yeah, there's two issues out now.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to take a look. I got a lot of things on my list now after this episode.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Retrocast with a lot of other talk. It's got some current stuff. But it's all good. You can reach Rob at Rob Krieger, me at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter. We are located at geekbrunchpodcast.com. And I think that's about it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having the time to do it today, Mike, and I hope you have a good rest of your Sunday.
Yeah, it was a geek brunch day, but Bill's at C2E2.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I still have a geek brunch to release too. I think in that episode we talk about the clock because that comic blew our minds.
I'm gonna have to listen.
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope you have a
I
good
don't
weekend.
often I don't often tell my wife read this, like, but the clock I thought she'd really dig, and then American Carnage I know she would like.
Yeah.
It's so well written, like it's amazing.
Yeah, Stacy will get into some things like she loved Sandman and stuff, but she's been reading which I have not read any of, but The Wicked and the Divine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she likes that. What else did she? Oh, she likes Witches by Scott Snyder.
Yeah, Barb has read. She's been Vertigo. She's into the Fables, Why the Last Man,
Yep, Stacy's read all of those.
DMZ. So that's why American Carnage would fit right into that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Vertigo. It's written in the same. Not. It's not the same story, but it's in the same vein.
Right,
The same
exactly.
quality. Like I thought Deathbed was amazing, but I don't think she could get into that one
Yeah.
because it's like it's an amazing story, but you have to have an appreciation for like an adventurer like Doc Savage, you know?
Right, exactly.
Because that guy's a nut, man. And he's a braggart. He's like the cartoons Aquaman Outrageous, you know? He's
Yeah,
insane.
there are just some that like I'm like, oh my God, this is so good, and then I think I'm like, I kind of want to share it with Stacey, but then I'm like, she's not gonna have any type of appreciation on some of them because she has no
Yeah.
background, in like
Right,
what the only.
that's why Vertigo and Image are perfect for that because you don't
Yes.
have to have it. Because
Exactly.
a
Yep.
lot of those things you have to have like some kind of sense of continuity. Although Barb did read Identity Crisis.
What did you think of that?
She liked it, but she didn't like Rags Morales art, which is, I don't know, it's insane. But I think from a story perspective, to me, that's a huge gut punch. Like, it's the only comic where I can read over and over again and I'm crying. Like, I am literally crying.
Yeah.
That elongated scene, the elongated man scene is just, I am just floored by that even exists. Like to get that kind of emotion on a comic, or to see that Fat Captain Boomerang threw a
Yes.
boomerang through Tim's father's heart,
I
you know?
know, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. And then to see the fight scene with Deathstroke take out the entire Justice League. That's amazing. There's so much scenes, and then it's the whole mystery. And there's so much continuity in there because Jean Loring, like, she's always had this weird nutcase thing, even in early issues of Adam and Hawkman. So it's like, yeah, it all makes sense.
Speaking of Hawkman, I've really been enjoying the new series.
Yeah, Venditti's is really good.
Yeah, and like even the like I don't know how far you've read, but the more current stuff even have like Adam guest starring. So it's like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty caught up. I think I'm like 3 issues behind.
Yeah, you're not too far behind then.
Not too far behind. He's like from the Geoff Johns school because there's certain writers that will tweak continuity, but they pay respect. At least it makes sense because they respect continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like they're not changing it. They're adding to it somewhat.
Exactly. Yeah, they're adding to it in their own way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very
I like it.
interesting.
All right, well, you have a good one, Rob.
Thanks, you too, Mike. I'll talk to you.
All right, see ya. Bye.